You stumble into my room with a mixture of dread and anticipation, wondering what could possibly be next in LDW's Haunted Halloween. You hear me laugh softly as I walk towards you, wearing a medieval gown. A pair of cat-and-nine-tail whips are looped around my waist, fashioned into a low-slung belt. The ball-bearing tipped ends make a faintly musical sound as I move. Instead of keys chiming and dangling from a large chatelaine, you see it's filled with several pairs of handcuffs, and I smile. Welcome to the party. For the first time, you notice we're not alone. The only reason you didn't realize it sooner is everyone but the two of us is crowded at the far end of the room, around a big screen TV in what appears to be a glowing gaming console. But it's not a model you've ever seen before. You'd almost be inclined to think you were viewing Second Life or Sims, but the level of detail, the realism, is just too high. I follow the line of your gaze and grin wickedly. We're beta testing something very special tonight. Come and see. I take you by the hand and pull you forward, into the thick of the crowd. Is this it? You ask, trying not to sound too disappointed. I start giggling, perching on the back of the couch, my cat-o'-nine-tails and handcuffs jingling merrily. Feeling let down that instead of a dungeon you stumbled into a party, you might change your mind when you realize we're not customizing avatars, dear. It's the other way around. You hear me call out, Tabitha! Come over here, darling. Bring your before and after pics. You see a gorgeous blonde bombshell sashay over in a tight, hot pink mini dress and grin delightedly as she passes over a pair of Polaroids. The first shows a middle-aged, slightly balding, rather stocky man in a rumpled business suit. The second shows Tabitha as she is right now.
They're both me.
She confesses with a breathy little laugh. You stare at the pictures of disbelief, then hear Tabitha squeal in delight.
It's Adam's turn!
As she races off to find a spot closer to the TV. A skinny, lanky man stands up, holding a controller in one hand, blushing furiously as he drops his pants with the other. He has the tiniest cock you've ever seen. As he starts flipping through avatar options, you hear me whisper, "Don't just watch the screen, watch Adam, too." You do, and you can't believe your eyes. Adam's growing taller, getting longer. Every option he flips through on screen is echoed on him. His body is changing from that of a 95-pound weakling to an athletically ripped and toned stud. He grins, strikes a pose, and Tabitha snaps a pic, licking her lips as she stares at his massive cock. They're two of the lucky ones. Some of the others might regret their choice later. You glance at me in curiosity, and I gesture with a hand towards the rest of the gathering. Look around, honey. I'm the only one in costume. As you gaze about the room with newly opened eyes, you see the partygoers come in all shapes and sizes. Giants and hobbits, green-skinned crones, tiny fairies with shimmering wings, ashen-faced vampires with glowing red eyes. Only a few of the guests look human. You decide to play the game yourself and step towards the TV. A werewolf turns to face you, fangs gleaming in the dim light. You're not certain whether it's smiling at you or deciding whether or not you'd make a nice snack. As you hesitate, its lips curl back, its hackles rise, and a low growl rumbles out as it stalks towards you. You begin cautiously edging back towards the door, watching warily as I pet the werewolf, a cat-like grin crossing my face. You hear me whisper softly in the monster's ear. Get him. You scramble for the door as the werewolf lunges, slamming it shut, feeling the monster ram into the wooden panel just a split second behind you, seeing its huge claws gouging through the door as you stumble out into the hall. I open it a moment later, grinning slyly as I stare down at your pale and shaken form. It's just as well you decided to leave early for Miss Violet's room, dear. I look back at the room filled with monsters and creatures, then shrug. I told them they could change into anything they wanted. I never said they could change back. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to explore your own spooky fantasy with me at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.